Welcome to the show Never Heard That. My name is Andrew Mukey. Thank you for joining me. We are going for one of those really obscure bands today. We'll be focusing on the little-known Irish band called U2 and their track Bass Trap, originally amongst the B-sides to accompany the single Unforgettable Fire from 1985. I get the sense that most of you will be more than familiar with the band, so I'm not going to focus too much on the personnel and providing you with their extensive background. What may be of surprise to you, though, is that I have chosen an instrumental track from the band, so you'll be hearing no Bono on this one. Although I'm not familiar with every song they have recorded, this would certainly be one of a very, very few instrumentals recorded and released by the band. I'm doing so not out of disrespect to Bono and the band, but because I truly believe this to be a magnificent track and one that may even surprise you. I remember being very keen to get my hands on this track as I'd been a really big fan of U2, particularly after they released the album War in 1983. As an aside, I am still impressed to this day with the strength of that album. I thought that they were a really great, really original rock band. I was quite excited about getting my hands on the album Unforgettable Fire, but I remember the single version that contained Bass Trap was quite rare and therefore very expensive, something a young boy without money couldn't afford. With the film Bohemian Rhapsody getting deserved rave reviews, and with its particular focus on Queen's performance at Live Aid, it is worth mentioning that the other act that truly took their chance on that day and ran with it was U2. They also put in a rollicking performance, and their status grew and grew from that day onwards. Live Aid was held at the time of the Unforgettable Fire release, and it was their next album, Joshua Tree, released in early 1987, which helped them take over the world. I finally got to hear Bass Trap and a number of others from that era when they released the Best Of 1980 to 1990 CD in 1998. I remember it being one of the first songs I wanted to listen to when I finally got my hands on the CD. Some of you may have picked up my comments about the bass guitar in some of the previous Never Heard That shows. That is because I've played the bass for many years now. So perhaps my interest was because of the name of the song, and I think that there is an element of that. But really it's because I do believe that if you really like one song of a band, then you are highly likely to enjoy others, particularly those recorded around the same time. I remember being constantly frustrated as a youngster that bands used to release these special EPs, only because it was difficult to afford to buy everything and I wanted it all. Anyway, in regards to this particular song, I must have had some sort of intuition, because it is still one of my very favourite tracks by the band to this day. Information about the song is scarce, but there is no doubt that not all members played on the track. It is a bass loop layered with keyboards and guitar. Some think it too un-U2 like and don't rate it. I definitely do. See what you think. Here is the track Bass Trap from the band U2 from the B-side of the 1985 single The Unforgettable Fire.